This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're talking about two procedures, right? Two weight loss procedures that are very popular. And we tend to confuse the other for the other one. And that is a procedure called gastric bypass, as well as liposuction. I don't know, and I'm scared to have this chat with you before even speaking with the specialist, because maybe I'm one of the people who are confusing these two. I know I don't need gastric bypass. I don't think that's the problem. But I think liposuction is something I could do, because I just have deposits of fats in places that I ideally wouldn't like to. So I'll get a clarification when we get into this conversation right now with surgeon Dr. Lahliwa Martin Pagula. Good morning, doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Morning, Sekani. Thank you for having me. Good morning to the listeners.
Doc, today we're having a conversation around liposuction and gastric bypass. So what is the difference between the two in terms of how they work in the body?
So both of them are physical procedures. You undergo an operation. Liposuction is considered to be what we call a cosmetic surgery, where it's basically a body contouring procedure. So basically what happens is, you know, fat is removed from one part of the body where, you know, the patient feels like got excess fat. This could be on the belly, on the arms or thighs and whatever part of the region of the body. Whereas bypass surgery, this is more of a weight loss procedure when, you know, there is a part of your intestines, the stomach and whatnot. It's cut, it's reduced in terms of size, and, you know, food is rerouted so that you do not absorb as much. And subsequently that results in weight loss.
So it means I was correct in terms of thinking that I just need deposits of fat removed from my body.
Yeah, so for liposuction, you just need to remove fat. So basically, with liposuction, you are taking away the excess fat. You are reducing what is already there. Whereas with bypass surgery, you are limiting the intake so that, you know, the body shrinks over time.
So because I have already diagnosed myself and recommended the right procedure for myself, let's not, you know, allow the public to do that as well. So who is an ideal candidate for each procedure and what determines eligibility?
So for bypass surgery, because like I said, it's a more of an invasive procedure with a lot of cutting and pasting and whatnot that goes in. So the criteria for eligibility is much more strict. First of all, you need to have a high BMI, a body mass index of above 40. Then you will qualify for that. So you have to be a very big person. If it's slightly less, the minimum accepted is 35. However, you have to have complications associated with that big weight, and that will include things like diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, and other conditions. Whereas, like I said, liposuction is more of a weight loss procedure, not a weight loss, I mean a cosmetic procedure. So the eligibility is less strict. I mean, you need to discuss with your doctor, show the areas which you are really not satisfied with, and then they can take you through the process.
And how do long-term results of these two procedures compare when it comes to weight management and body shaping?
So with the liposuction, like I said, it's a body contouring procedure. In terms of body shaping, it works well. However, because it does not restrict you in terms of what you take, and it's not all the fat in the body which is being taken out. So over time, if your lifestyle and other things are not well monitored, or you do not follow a specific recommended lifestyle, you can easily regain the fat in those areas which you have had the procedure done. Whereas with the bypass, it's more of a long-term procedure. So as I've already said, food is rerouted in the body. You take less as a result of the procedure. Mm. The body tends to absorb less as a result of the procedure. So long term, you might have to even take some supplements because of it. Okay. So it's more of a permanent solution in terms of weight loss. Once a bypass is done, you cannot really reverse it back to normal.
Oh.
Whereas with liposuction, I mean, you're just taking away the excess fat, which can actually, over time, you know, come back and things like that. So bypass surgery is something which is a process, basically. You don't just go today and say, I want the procedure and it's done and you're done. So yeah. It's a lifelong commitment.
Sure, absolutely. Doc, thank you so much for your time having this chat with us. Truly do appreciate it. How do people get in touch with you as a surgeon?
They can get in touch with us by contacting our office at 015-296-5147. Or online at www.maslimpopo.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time, Doc. Really do appreciate it. And I'm probably going to come through. I'm not going to go ahead with just diagnosing myself. I will come through and have a proper chat.
Definitely, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. That is Surgeon Dr. Lahliwa Martin Pakula talking to us about gastric bypass as well as liposuction and who qualifies, how do the two operate? So gastric bypass seems like a lot of work, man, a lot of work, but it also is dealing with bigger issues, you know, those who are overweight and perhaps maybe there are also health concerns with that weight. But when it comes to liposuction, which is the girly that I want, you know, just to remove a little bit of fat in between the thighs, a little bit of fat on my belly, maybe the back of, you know, my arms and stuff like that. So that is something that I think I need. But if you were to consider a weight loss procedure, would you know which one might be more suitable for your goals? And after hearing what the doctor said about eligibility, which one of the two between, you know, liposuction and gastric bypass do you think you qualify for? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.